This is KZU. I'm David Whitrock. Most seniors hope to live in their homes indefinitely, but plans can change when there's the loss of a driver's license or home maintenance becomes overwhelming. The Village Movement is removing some of these obstacles across the nation and now locally. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Nettie Porter's office at the Carmel Foundation is just the right size to fit her desk and a couple of chairs for visitors, so you wouldn't know just by looking that this is the heart of the Monterey Bay Village.
It is a virtual village, yes.
The Monterey Bay Village is a nonprofit network for seniors on the Monterey Peninsula and in Carmel Valley. It helps them stay in their home by assisting with the little things that can make a big difference, like a ride to the grocery store, help finding a handyman, or even someone to play chess with.
Monterey Bay Village, this is Nettie.
For each call, Porter turns to her thick green binder of vetted service providers and volunteers. She says the service is not a replacement for a nursing home, but it does fill a gap.
Some people can age in their homes until they pass away. Other members may have to go to some other assisted living. And so the village might give them an extra 3 to 5 years in their homes.
My first problem was
82-year-old Gerda joined the village when it launched in July. As she walks through her Carmel home, it's clear she's quickly grown to rely on the village. First, there was the burned-out light bulb in the hallway changed by a volunteer.
It took him less than 5 minutes. It was what would have taken me 5 hours by the time I'd gotten a little stepping stool and everything, you know.
Followed by a leaky faucet in the bathroom.
Somebody came and just tightened it.
Then we walk across the living room, through her bright yellow kitchen and out the side door where she gets picked up for her doctor's appointments.
They drive right into my driveway and I just have to walk a couple of steps, see.
Gerda bought this house with her late husband decades ago. She has a lot of memories here, and she loves to sit in her garden courtyard.
It's security. I've lived in this home for 41 years, you know, and especially when you have a vision problem, you know. I mean, you know where every chair is, and, you know, I want to stay in here as long as I can.
Staying at home as long as possible is the idea that launched the Village Movement 10 years ago in Boston's Beacon Hill neighborhood. That's where a group of neighbors devised this way to help each other age in place. Today, the Village to Village network has more than 90 villages across the nation and over 100 in development. UC Berkeley professor of aging Andy Sharlack studies the movement. Reached at his office, he says villages empower seniors because they play a role in creating something.
As we get older, the opportunities to do that become less and less, especially when we're not engaged in the paid workforce, etc. And so I think it provides a very vital venue for people to feel empowered and to make a difference in their communities.
Back at her office in Carmel, Nettie Porter says as membership in the Monterey Bay Village grows, so will opportunities to add a social component. So far, the village has 37 members. She hopes it will grow to 150.
The challenge is the NRYs, the not ready yets. A lot of seniors see the value in joining a village, but they're just not ready yet. And so what we try to stress is to join now to have something in place when a crisis happens in your life so that you're not doing crisis management.
Villages can start anywhere, but to survive, Porter stresses funding is key. Funds come from grants, donor support, and annual membership dues. Local dues are $360. The Monterey Bay Village is currently backed by the Carmel Foundation, but eventually should stand on its own financially. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.